America, funk yeah, freedom is the only way now. America, funk yeah, what you gonna do when we come for you? Woo! Hey friends, this is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network on the BTS Talk feed. And this is, as so is so often the case, Magic on Magic, the podcast, which is all about moi. So anyway, I'm sitting here and I'm drinking beer, and in fact, I'm drinking Foster's Australian for beer, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I think I finally figured out what U.S. foreign policy is all about. It's about invading or making friends with other countries and stealing their beer. So if you're wondering just what the U.S. is really all about and what makes this country tick, that's what it is. Beer envy. Because let's face it, American beer, by and large, sucks. Now, I'm not talking about your microbrews or your designer beers. I'm talking about your Pabst, your Hams, you know, your old Milwaukee. Hey, and by the way, not to disparage these beers too much, because you know I've drunk my fair share of them. And let's face it, when you just want to sit around and drink something repeatedly for long periods of time, good old weak, you know, kind of pale, watery American beer. I mean, come on, Coors. Yeah, and they call it beer. I've given urine samples with more alcohol in them than Coors. But getting back to the topic is me. And right now, what I'm thinking, and what I'm thinking is, U.S. foreign policy is driven by a desire to take over the world beer supply. And I guess it's kind of obvious that I'm drinking beer. So anyway, it's been a while since I did a podcast, and I said, you know, I says to myself, I says, Magic, hey, it's been a while since you did a podcast. Why don't you swing that mic on over and start talking? And well, my friends, this is why I probably shouldn't do as many podcasts. Forget it. So anyway, excuse me. Ah, yes. Foster's, Australian for beer. We gotta get a didgeridoo going here. That was your gratuitous didgeridoo music for all my friends in Oz out there, who are no doubt getting ready to band together and come get me. Not just for this, but for my other, my Steve Irwin impression and stuff like that. So it's right, we're hunting a great American grizzly bear. But so yeah, I just figured, I'd just jabber into the microphone for a bit. I mean, I've been rather preoccupied. There's been things going on in real life. Like, for example, recent development, my water main from my well to my house, I live out here in the boonies, my water main broke. It ruptured again for the third time in as many years. So I had to rig a little special deal and getting that straightened out. And it looks like I'm going to have to put a new one in, do some trenching, stuff like that. Got a hose providing the water to my house now. And for the past few days, I've been camping out in my own house without water. And kind of reminds me of like, hey, you know, this is what it's like in a war zone. Well, except in a war zone, you're not surrounded by the U.S. A little harder, you know, and, you know, I still have electricity and stuff like that. But, you know, when you lose these little creature comforts, it certainly kind of adds a little perspective. And I'm sure for people that aren't in situations where they got running water, hey, I kind of feel your pain now. Although, frankly, I still can run a hose from the well house, so it's not like I'm really living in a situation where I don't have running water. Okay, so what the hell was that all about? I guess what it's just me being compassionate. Yes. Anyway, things going on. Lots of stuff happening. Gosh, I've been the PTS guy now for, about 5-6 weeks. Yeah, about 5 weeks, I guess. Yeah. So, that's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with that. And, of course, obviously spending way too much time on ATS. But actually, that's kind of normal in the summer. Fall is coming up, though. And, of course, we got election season and all that in the U.S. here. But I got some friends coming up in a few weeks, and we're going to go out camping and stuff like that. And I've got some other stuff planned. Got to get away from the computer a little more.
burn off some of these internet pounds, which have a tendency to accumulate if you sit in front of a computer too long. You know, you could, like, not eat anything and sit in front of a computer, and you're still going to gain weight. So I got to worry about that, you know. I make sure I get out there, you know, start hitting the, you know, getting the motorcycle out and doing a little bit of riding. Dirt bike riding, by the way, there, Springer. Yeah, you might be a street bike rider, but I'm a dirt bike rider. I ride the dreaded, I ride red. I drive the dreaded Honda XR650R. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, the big red pig. And it is awesome. I got it uncorked. It'll do about, it's got about 55 horsepower. I've never topped it out. I've never actually taken the throttle all the way. Because you know what? When you're in fifth gear and you're going down a dirt road with a Honda XR650R, and you're in fifth gear, you're going fast. And my friends, that is a very transcendental experience. So, yeah, I got to get that out. I broke a jet off in the carburetor, so I got to take the carb off. And, and hey, it wasn't my fault. You know, these carbs are made, these jets are made out of brass, and okay. And you got to be careful. And I was, but this one had a flaw in it, and you could see where it actually had a little hairline in it that was it was miscast. Wasn't my fault. So now I got to get an easy out, dig the darn thing out, and it's brass in an aluminum carburetor body. It's a Kehe carburetor. So it's like, okay, sorry, I'm rambling again. This really, okay, this is maybe about like me. This is sort of like live journal now, you know. Oh, and, you know, what is it with Kimberly? Kimberly's always saying that, and it's not right. Yeah, you know. And another thing happened to me today. So this is my live journal. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. The reason I opened up this podcast with that little excerpt, well, not quite properly quoted from Team America, was that there was this rather amusing post that ended up getting kicked over to BTS about, you know, should we nuke the world, you know? It's like, nuke the entire Middle East. Let's get over it, you know? And I just, I'm sure... You know, looking at this from the standpoint of anyone who's not an American, I'm sure you're like, oh, great. These people are sitting there with a large nuclear arsenal, and they're talking, you know, bomb, 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 Iran, you know, and we got all this, you know, nuke the world, you know. It's like, oh, great. Yeah, that's just what you want to hear from a country that has that kind of military power. And so I rather enjoy the irony of all that. So, of course, I had to post my little patriotic thought for the day. And the patriotic thought for the day that I posted, that first of all, with a little picture of Team America, was the timeless sentiment that it's better to be dead and free than alive and un-American, which is just what the rest of the world loves to hear, right? Gee, and to think, we don't understand why so many people have a problem with the U.S. I don't know. So I'm sitting here drinking my Australian beer. I'm thinking about all those fellow Americans of mine out there that are just thinking to themselves, damn, why don't the rest of the people in the world learn how to speak English like regular people? Yeah. Sorry. I just realized I'm eating the mic here and causing distortion. Sorry about that, folks. Of course, that dovetails rather nicely with my signature line. Oh, this is great. If anyone has not seen this movie, it's a real campy but fun movie called Wrong is Right. And it came out in the early 80s. And what's interesting about the movie is that it actually parallels a lot of the stuff that's happening in U.S. politics today. You've got these suicide bombers that are going into public places and yelling, "Death to America!" and then blowing themselves up. And and one of the characters is played by Robert Conrad. And and he plays a character called General Wombat, who is like sort of like, in fact, I think he played, or who was it that played that character in Doctor Strangelove? Very similar to the you know, military hawk characters from Doctor Strangelove. And his, one of my favorite lines from that movie is, "America may not always be right, but God bless her, she's never wrong." And that totally nails the American hawk mindset in a nutshell. It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter if we're really right or wrong. The main thing that matters is we're America. So anyway, I had to throw that out there. And time for some more Australian beer here. Oh, yeah, I can taste that formaldehyde. You know, we have, I guess there's some kind of U.S. law that you got to put formaldehyde in the beer to keep it from becoming more potent. when it gets imported. So when we drink foreign beers here in America, we get formaldehyde. And, you know, there's nothing quite like the taste of formaldehyde to really bring out the quality of a good beer, is what I'm saying. So let's see. What else was I going to talk about here? See, this is unscripted. This is a ramble cast, and I'm just, like, rambling. But anyway, I just figured I'd do this and then kick it out and then just say, yeah, I'm still alive. Oh, haven't updated my blog in a while. Maybe what I'll do is one of those cheap cop-outs where I just put links to my podcast. Yeah, lucky you. So anyway, let's see. What else can I do while I'm in this more self-absorbed and slightly more drunk than usual mode? I think that's pretty much it. I think just for the halibut, I might do a Magic's moderator monologue, because those are best. Let's face it, folks. When you got someone sitting there haranguing you about moderating and discussion forums and getting all sanctimonious about it, it's best if that person is drunk. I mean, it just really makes the scene. So that's what I'm going to do. And hey, we're over 10 minutes now, and I'm still, and actually, I'm getting more drunk. Another Foster's here. Oh, yeah, that'll get you hopping. Oh, yeah. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close this podcast out. Let's see, what was there? Oh. Yeah, there's a whole thing about good mod and gone bad. Well, yeah, okay, so I'll do a little tribute to Paul Rogers on the way out. One of the things that happens when I get drunk, I kind of like to sing, and that's another thing I guess I could mention is, at some point here, I need to get back and start spending more time cranking out some tunes. And I really want to do a tune for Springer called Greenlight. It's kind of in my head now, and I'm really wanting to do it. It's kind of a swing rock kind of thing, you know? I got the green light, baby, something like that, you know? There ain't no stopping me now. But hey, what I'm going to do is take us out with a little Paul Rogers, because a little tall Paul Rogers we were talking about earlier. Yeah, you know. And let's see now. Oh, yeah. So it's the song Good Lovin' Gone Bad, and I love that song about the garage band I was in. We used to cover it, you know. And it goes something like, if I hear you knocking loud upon my door, ain't no way that I'm going to answer that. 'Cause cheating is one thing and lying is another. And when I say it's over, that's it, I'm gonna quit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Something like that, you know. So, good loving gone bad, I'm a sad man. Don't stand in my way, 'cause baby, I'm a bad man. Yeah. Well, it sounds better when you got guitars, but is what I'm saying. Anyway, oh, this is probably my worst podcast ever. But until next time, friends, I just wanted to, like, check in is all I'm saying. Just wanted to check in and say yo to my homies. And until next time, this has been Magic, spelled M-A-J-I-C. And this has been another episode of Magic on Magic. So until next time, be well, friends.